Congress is renewing its push for more oversight of one of its most controversial agencies. Two House members introduced the Bureau of Consumer Financial Protection Inspector General Act of 2015. It was a bipartisan effort sponsored by Minnesota Democrat Tim Walz and Ohio Republican Steve Stivers. The bill would create an independent inspector general for the CFPB. And for more on the bill, I spoke with Stivers.
I sit on the Financial Services Committee, and Tim Walz and I from Minnesota, who's a Democrat and I'm a Republican, have reintroduced a bill to create an independent inspector general for the CFPB. You know, the CFPB has really grown in size and complexity, but shares an inspector general with the Federal Reserve. The inspector at the Federal Reserve has missed his own self-imposed deadlines on IG reports in multiple cases, and, you know, they just don't have what they need, in my opinion, to be an independent watchdog. And I think a congressionally approved, Senate-approved inspector general for the CFPB will help them build the right culture as they're building this fast-growing government agency that has oversight on lots of our economy.
Well, I guess my question is to back up a step.
Sure.
Is how did Congress let this thing be created outside of the appropriation and, to some degree, outside of the oversight of Congress in the first place?
So it was created in the Dodd-Frank bill. In fact, was not in the original House-passed version and just got added. Can't remember if it was added in the Senate or in conference. I wasn't in Congress then, but it was. It kind of came out of nowhere, and when it happened, the folks that did it, and it was mostly done on a partisan vote, passed it with no congressional oversight, no appropriations, and one person in charge instead of a board style that we have at the Federal Reserve, that we have at the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, that we have at the Securities Exchange Commission. We have boards almost everywhere. We have at the Federal FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. So almost every financial regulator has a board structure that allows for minority rights. And all of them, other than the CFPB, are under the appropriations process for checks and balances to make sure that there's real legislative oversight. And because there are neither of those things, it's another reason why I think the CFPB should have their own independent inspector general.
And I guess this dovetails a little bit. There's an inspector general strengthening bill that's been introduced in the Senate, bipartisan, Claire McCaskill and Chuck Grassley, that would give Congress a little bit more say over the treatment of IGs. So
right.
It seems like this is a good complement to that.
I think it is, absolutely.
All right, so what would it do exactly? Create that IG?
So essentially, you know, it creates an independent inspector general. So they have the inspector general from the Federal Reserve now shares duties with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau so that they have a shared inspector general. The problem with that is the missions and roles of those two entities are so different and so complex that having an independent inspector general would allow for better oversight of the CFPB.
All right, and do you have a Senate counterpart to that yet?
There are some folks looking at a Senate bill, and I think that there's a real chance they're going to reintroduce a bill coming up shortly in the Senate as well.
So why not a bill saying that the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is hereby subject to oversight and appropriation by Congress?
Well, Tom, that's a great question, and there is a bill that does that, and I'm a co-sponsor of it. Congressman Sean Duffy from Wisconsin has a bill that not only puts the CFPB on the appropriations process, it creates a five-member commission instead of a single head of the CFPB to make room for more minority rights on opinions of what the CFPB should do and allow for dissent. So that bill would do those two things. I happen to be a co-sponsor of it, and that bill is important, but I think strong ethics and oversight and morals is good for everybody, and a strong, independent, congressionally confirmed inspector general will make the CFPB a more ethical place. And, you know, they have been investigated for spending exorbitant amounts of money, more than the Bellagio Hotel per square foot on their building. They've been investigated for not paying women as high as they pay men. They've been investigated for insider dealings where former employees go out and essentially sell their knowledge of the agency. There have been real serious issues raised and explored by the current Inspector General. Unfortunately, the current Inspector General that works for the Federal Reserve has not been timely in their completion of those reports, and they've been late, I think, 35 times on 18 reports, so obviously they've been late multiple times on each report.
We're speaking with Representative Steve Stivers. He's a Republican of Ohio. And so with all these allegations, and some of them have been fairly lurid with respect to how the CFPB treats employees in particular, have you been satisfied that there has been response from the agency, even as things stand now, with the lack of their own inspector general?
Well, I try to sit down with the head of the CFPB periodically, Rich Cordray, and challenge him to continue to focus on building a moral and ethical culture inside the agency. And, you know, I think he takes it seriously, but when you're growing that fast and you have that many employees, it just takes a few people to get it off track and build a culture that is not necessarily a culture of fairness and honesty and dealing with the constituents and citizens of this country in a respectful way. So that's why an independent IG makes sense and should continue to be there and be congressionally approved. And that's it's going to be a strong, independent voice that is going to look out for taxpayers and look out for ethical decision-making and a culture of fairness inside the agency that we need to make sure that we have on behalf of all taxpayers.
I wonder if the bigger issue here is something that may concern a lot of us who are students of government, and that is the seemingly fast growth of administrative government outside any of the elected officials' control. I mean, look what happened with the net neutrality. Whether or not it's a good idea aside, nobody saw the rules, and then they came, and as we speak, the rules still haven't been released.
Right, and they're shrouded in secrecy, and there's just not the oversight and accountability inside appointed executive agencies that there are among people that you vote for. So I share that concern. That's one of the reasons I'm for a balanced budget amendment. I believe that would root out a lot of the problems and over-government that is out there, because when policymakers like me, legislators, have to decide how to pay for every dollar of government we're going to spend, I think you'll find a much more accountable government. I think that's a really important check and balance in the future for the huge growth and overgrowth of government, especially administrative government.